He was just one man, the perfect man. He gave his life, and he made an example for you. Now, what must we do? Now, the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself.
Amen.
His life was spent for others.
Amen.
That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others.
Amen.
It proved it when he came in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself, he lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more, you live for others. Someone said, how can you stand and let anybody call you such bad names? You don't live for yourself. You live for others that you might redeem that man.
Amen.
You become sons. And the trouble of it is the church has forgot they were sons.
Amen.
You are sons. You're taking Christ's place. You are sons, so don't live for yourself. Live for others. Well, Brother Bram, I can live for this brother because he sure is a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you.
That's right. Amen.
Live for that person who would kill you if he could.
That's right.
That's what they've done to him. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. When you get that's in your bosom, you're facing heaven then. But you sacrifice your own things. Give them up like the sheep gives its wool. You look on towards Calvary.